If you ask most people what the name of this month is, they'll tell you either Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan, two words with a pause in between, and both of those are incorrect. This month is not Cheshvan, nor is it Mar, pause, Cheshvan. The name of this month is actually one word, Mar Cheshvan. If you look throughout Shas Mishnayos and throughout Shas and the Rishonim, it's very clear that the authentic name of this month is Mar Cheshvan. So much so that the Ramah writes in Hilchos Gittin, Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Chovav, that the way to write the name of this month in a get is Mar Cheshvan, with one word, and does not even give an option of Cheshvan or Mar, pause, Cheshvan. Thus, that is the authentic classical name of the month, and it's Mar Cheshvan. Or Chasholchan, commenting on this in Hilchos Gittin, Simen Kuf Chov Vav, does write that in Kosav Rak Cheshvan Kasher. If you do just write Cheshvan, as we colloquially refer to this month, the get is still considered to be kosher, as the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the kenikra b'lashem b'nei adam. This is how people talk. And we know amongst ourselves, we typically refer to this month of Cheshvan, although really the name is Mar Cheshvan. Furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, v'gam behaluchos nitfas rak Cheshvan. Certainly, if you look in the classical calendars that we have, in the regular luchos, both the luach Eretz Yisrael, as well as the luach of Rav Henkin in this country, we always use the word Cheshvan, and therefore for that reason, Aruch HaShulchan says, that if you write and place the word Cheshvan either in a get or any document, any shtar, it's still going to be kosher. The Aruch HaShulchan continues and has the following suffix. Yesh l'histapik. There's a suffix. If a person writes b'shtei tevos mar Cheshvan. Let's say you write in the get not Cheshvan, but rather mar with a space, pause, Cheshvan. Yesh l'histapik. Whether or not that's considered to be a get that is kosher or not. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that there's makom to say that indeed it is kosher. And he explains that there are people who, as we just noted, refer to it as mar and then simply as cheshvan. And more than that, he writes that there is a basis for the word mar in and of itself. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that there are two reasons that people refer to this month as mar, pause, cheshvan. The first is based upon the Pri Chadosh. The Pri Chadosh here in Hilchos Gittin, Simen Kuf Chovav writes that mar hu teva bifnei atzmo. The word mar independently is a word. In this month, the month of Cheshvan is the month when the rainy season begins. Of course, we recite Mashavrach Mar Geshem. We begin reciting it. V'sein Tal Matal Avrach in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, based upon the pasuk in Navi Yeshaya, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Heim Goyim Kemar Midli, that the nations of the world are considered to be like a drop in the bucket. Kemar Midli. And therefore, the word Mar is an independent word, and it's referencing rain, and this should, and we hope and we pray that it should be the rainy month, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that's one reason that many refer to it as Mar, pause, Cheshvan. There's another reason, as most of us are familiar with, that the word Mar means sour or bitter or sad. And because this is a month that has many, many ominous events in it, the death of Sarah Imenu, the Mabul, of course, as we read in Parshas Noach, began in Chodesh Cheshvan, as well as the splitting of the kingdom of Eretz Yisrael, and the beginning of the reign of the rebel Yeravim ben Nevat, which also took place in Chodesh Cheshvan. Therefore, this month is ominous. And more than that, as the Bnei Saska writes, quoting Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Rimanov, this is the only month that does not have any Yomim Tovim in it. And it's Mar, especially bitter, coming off of Tishrei, the Yerech Esanim, the strong, powerful month, the month where we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then that transition from Tishrei to Cheshvan is so difficult because it's mar. It's so bitter because we don't have any special Yom Tovim, and therefore, as a result, we refer to it as mar, and then a new word, Cheshvan. I will point out that some have noted that if you look at Megillas Tainis, there are indeed holidays too, Yom Tovim and Chodesh Cheshvan, that were celebrated, so it's hard to say indeed that this month really is completely bitter. Thus, the Aruch HaShulchan does comment that there are two reasons why, even though one may write Mar, Poaz, Cheshvan, the get would be considered to be kosher for these two reasons, either the Pri Chadosh that Mar is based upon the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hein Goyim Kimar Midli, a drop in the bucket, and we hope that this month should be a rainy month, and furthermore, because the word Mar also means bitter, and therefore that's the basis of this month. However, the real name, as we noted, is Mar Cheshvan. And the reason that the name is Mar Cheshvan is based upon the following. As we are all familiar, the Psukim in Sefer Shmos, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, notes that there are no actual names for our months. Our months are all Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, the first mitzvah the Klal Yisrael received upon exiting Mitzrayim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashana. This month will be the first of all months for you. Of course, that's the month that we know of, Nisan. However, if you look in the Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, throughout Tanakh, there's no names of any of the months that we know of, but rather each of the months are called Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Rishon being the month of Nisan, as we know it, the first of the month, as the Ramban points out in these psukim in Perek Yerbeis, Pasuk Aleph, that there's even a mitzvah d'iraisa, the way the Chassam Sofer in Torah's Moshe understands the Ramban, that there's a mitzvah d'iraisa to refer to the months as Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi, because it's the second month from Yetzias Mitzrayim, the third month from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how it always was historically. However, the Ramban points out, based upon Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Shemos Chadashim Olumi Bavel. When Klal Yisrael were in Golos Bavel, and as they were emerging from Golos Bavel, we wanted to remember the Golos and remember where we were and where we came from. Therefore, says the Ramban, Chazarnu Likro HaChadashim B'Shem Shenikraim Beretz Bavel. We wanted to remember, reflect, and commemorate where we were, Golos Bavel, those 70 years. Therefore, we began referring to these months based upon the names that they were in Bavel. Lahazkir kisham amadnu misham ha'elinu Hashem Yisbarach. Remember, we were there. We had very, very challenges and great difficulties in Bavel, but we'll never forget where we came from. We'll never forget where we emerged from. And we returned to Eretz Yisrael. Kisham amadnu misham ha'elinu Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, the names of the months are indeed names of Babylonian names. And therefore, the name Mar Cheshvan, as it's been pointed out, is a combination of the words Mara Cheshvan. Mara Cheshvan, which means the eighth month in the ancient Mesopotamian or Babylonian languages. Mara Cheshvan, that's the basis for the name Mar Cheshvan. It's the eighth month beginning going back to Nisan. Nisan being the first. Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan. And that is the eighth month, Mara Cheshvan. And for that reason that we refer to this month as Mar Cheshvan. So therefore, the authentic and real name of the month is Mar Cheshvan. And this seems to be the Pashup Pshat. And the reason why it's referred to and called Mar Cheshvan is because it's the eighth month. And allow me to share with you two other reasons why we may refer to it as Mar Cheshvan as well. In the Sefer Nachla Shiva, the classical work of Shtaros, which dates and refers to many of the classical documents that we have, he says a very different reason, that the word Mar is rather not bitter, but it's rather a word of strength, a word of honor, like we use in Shas, Mar. Mar means master. For example, Mar Ukva, or many, many great Talmudic scholars refer to as Mar, or they refer to each other as Mar. If you look in Megillas Esther, of course, we refer to Mordechai as Mar Dvor, Mari Dechi, which is a reference of strength, of power. And therefore, this is a month of strength, not a month of bitterness, but rather a month of strength. Because in this month, as the Navi says in Sefer Malachim, the Shlomo HaMelech erected and established the first Beis HaMikdash, although it wasn't completed and finished and established until a year later. Nonetheless, in the month of Cheshvan was completed, and therefore it's a month of strength. It has Marus, it has a strength of power and authority to it, because the Beis HaMikdash was established, and therefore another reason for referring to it as Mar Cheshvan. But finally, allowing me to share with you a reason that the name of the month is Mar Cheshvan, based upon many, many sources, tzaddikim and chassidim, dating back to Sfas Emes, the Imre Emes, the Chidush Erim, and Rabbi Leibel Eger himself suggested that it's based upon the Gemara. The Gemara Shas, as well as in the Zohar, Tikkunei Zohar, says that it comes from words, Mirachshon Libe, or Sfasai Mirachshon. that my lips are moving. Merachashon. We find this word throughout Shas. And therefore, Mar Cheshvan comes from these words, Merachashon Sfosai. My lips are moving because after Chodesh Tishrei, when we spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such power and strength, and we encountered our Creator in Tefillah, we, our lips are still moving, and we're still speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we shouldn't think, Chalila, that the relationship has sunk, and that the relationship has been separated, but rather, Merachashon Sefasai, that even in this month, our mouth is still quivering, talking to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will never stop speaking to you. Merachashon Libi, and of course, that's the power, the strength, is to concretize Chodesh Tishrei in this month of Mar Cheshvan by Merachashon Sefasai, as Rabbi Leibel Eger says, the Chiddush Arim, the Sfas Emes, and other tzaddikim and chassidim. They all point this out from these words in Shas, that that's what we're doing in Cheshvan. We'll continue to do it as we move from Cheshvan to Kislev, from Teves and Shvat, all the way back, the Nigunim, the words, the statements and the sayings of the liturgy of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur stay with us. We hear the humming, the tunes, they stick with us from month to month, but now it's in this month of Mar Cheshvan, the Merach Cheshvan Sfasai, we continue to speak and to talk, and we allow ourselves to remember, reflect, commemorate the holy days, the Mehazah of the golden days, Ben Kesel, also Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and we continue with that power, that koyach, into the rest of the year. Thus, we have five basic reasons for the name of Mar Cheshvan, either the classical name dating back to the times of Babylonia, that it's Mar Cheshvan, one word, the classical reason that it's Mar Cheshvan, the eighth month, or it's Mar Cheshvan, because Mar Kidli, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, it's a drop in a bucket. This is the rainy month. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send rain to Klal Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael, or it's Mar Cheshvan, because it's a bitter, it's a sad, it's a difficult month to transition from Tishrei to Cheshvan, or as the Nachla Shiva says, it's just the opposite. Pum Fakert, Mar, strength, power, Koyach, Mar Deror. It's the month of power, of strength. That's Mar Cheshvan, or finally, the words of the beautiful Chassidus Shusvar Merach Shafon Sfasai. May we use this month for kayach, for strength, and uplift the bitterness and build ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Geula Yeshua, Rachmim Chaim V'Shalom, B'Kol Tuv Selah.